Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. Do you have a plumbing emergency? Call Four Seasons. An electrical emergency? Call Four Seasons. A heating or cooling emergency? Call Four Seasons. Same day hot water tank installation needed? Call Four Seasons. Need a whole home generator? Call Four Seasons. We guarantee same day installation on all heating, cooling, plumbing, and electrical needs. And no extra charge for nights, weekends, or holidays.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
Have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
I'll just tell you the story and you can tell me. I don't know. Prince Harry and Meghan Markle. Meghan Sussex, I guess her name is now. Prince Harry and Meghan.
People don't like her.
She's very pretty.
Well, the story is she's very phony, too.
I've never
seen her ever in anything. Mm-hmm. My wife was watching Suits, and I was walking by, and this was ages ago, but I went, oh, that's the chick. Mm. I know that girl, yeah. Woman. And then I kept walking by. So I don't know. I've never seen her act. I don't know her. She's gorgeous, in my opinion.
I'm not watching her, Love Meghan or whatever that show is, but I'm hearing that it's super derivative and she's not really doing anything. It's just like, oh, look at my incredible life. And I guess her kids are in that. And she has a brand called As Ever, I think. Let me see if I can find the exact name of this thing. She is active on social media, I guess. And she's putting her kids on there or sideways pictures of them, kind of using them in sort of her marketing. Look at this wholesome thing I'm creating. And the word is there was this group of people who are Royals watchers and they're all whining. And then Page Six picked it up. They're all saying, oh, he can't be happy about this. He's probably very upset. But there is no quote from him saying, hey, Meghan, I've asked you not to put our children into the ad.
He is Harry.
Okay. Prince Harry. So these are just total speculations, which is why I almost hesitate to do this story.
Well, if the clothing company is the family business,
and they got to have some kind of business going on. He's got a certain amount of money, but they say that their security alone is $1 million a year. And the royal family isn't paying for that anymore.
I certainly understand there are people who would say you shouldn't put your kids on there at all. Mm-hmm. And I do put my kids on my page. I am not running
a business
out of there. No, and I'm not running a business out of it either.
Right.
So that's that's actually what we did. If you see me and my kid doing something,
yes,
that's what I think Instagram is. Here's what we did today. Click.
Right. So she's made a fortune on some deals. She had a Spotify deal that was $25 million, and then it came. It turned out she wasn't even doing her own podcast. She was recording her. Questions.
Her reading the questions, and then they were cutting it in with someone else had done all the work on it.
Yeah.
And I think it was far more than $25 million. I want to say that was $120 million deal. Wow. It was some crazy deal that they wound up.
They fired her, though, right?
They did, yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't think they paid her. Maybe they only paid her $25 million of whatever they owed her.
It says here $20 million. That was the deal with them. But I know the Netflix deal is much bigger.
The Netflix deal is big, and that is... That's documentary stuff, right? That's not necessarily them. That's they have kind of a tie to a production company where I think he wanted to highlight some of the things he cares deeply about.
The Mark, the Harry and Meghan got $100 million from Netflix.
Mm. Oh, that's the one.
Yeah. Yeah, that's big. That's big money. But she doesn't care. She wants more. She's got this as ever thing, which I don't know if it's clothing. It's just, it seems like it's just products.
It's jam.
Oh, jam. Oh, yeah. How lovely.
And
jam from her garden personally?
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. So she highlights a lot of the products on the show.
Oh, this is on that Love Meghan. With Love Meghan. She is pretty. She's nice to look at. And her house is gorgeous.
And her garden is insane.
Oh,
Find her enjoyable, though?
No, not. I mean, I'm not going to. She's not Martha Stewart. Like, Martha, I feel like, really gives me something. Okay. And I always feel like Martha, you can't keep up with. Like, I will watch. Martha will put. She'll show you her schedule for what she has to do at, like, one of her homes. Like, that Connecticut house of hers. She'll have the whole rundown. Like, on this day, I'll be starting my seedlings. And she goes into this whole thing, and then by April 15th, when I'm sure that the next frost is, there will be no more frosts, I can transplant the vulnerable seedlings into the garden, spaced at approximately 18 inches apiece. Of course, they'll need to be supported later. Go on.
Do you feel like...
Love her.
Martha has so much credibility that you can watch it and learn without questioning her... Yes. Her knowledge on any given subject.
I've even changed the way I cut turkey based on what Martha does.
Right. I think that's what, 40 years in the public eye telling you how it's done?
Yes.
That credibility can't be just, you know, earned overnight.
No, Meghan. But just like you got a nice house doesn't mean I got to watch you paint it. Because I don't believe that you necessarily know what the best kind of paint is or how to do the best job. But she's lovely. She's a beautiful woman. By the way, I'm looking at some of the stuff she sells. This is as ever. Lots of teas. And then she's got flower sprinkles, flower sprinkles. What do I need those for? Like, am I putting those into a little birthday card? Do I sprinkle those on ice cream to make it more fancy?
What's the answer?
I don't know, but they're $15.
Can you click on the flower sprinkles and see what they do?
They're made of real flowers.
Yeah, they're just like little. Oh, look, she put them on cookies. Oh, are they in the cookies or just on?
They're on.
It's their little like dried flower petals, all different colors.
Why did I even say that? That's far enough away that I have no idea.
I think they're sprinkled on. I don't really know, though.
I could get my glasses, though.
I would. I could actually totally think of things to use flower sprinkles for. Luckily for me, they're sold out, so I don't have to worry about it.
It says sold out.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. People need that.
Yeah, apparently. At $15 a little tin. Even the tin's adorable.
How big do you think the tin is, though?
What does it say? Does it say how many ounces it is? I think it says...
Details.
0.1 ounce. Oh, 0.18 ounces. 5 grams. Serving size.
By
a pinch is needed.
It's a teensy little thing. This.
Yeah, it's adorable.
It's a hockey puck.
As ever. It is. Funny. Actually, it's maybe smaller than a hockey puck, right? I don't know. So anyway, everyone's saying that Harry's mad at her. He's not saying that. That's total speculation.
707 says the Sussex kids are barely in the ads. They don't even show their faces and not on the show.
Okay.
There you go.
Thank you for telling us.
Get up!
What? You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh my God. What could be better than that?
Alice at 97.3.